We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, Orlando Magic fans? Welcome to Signature Plus. Welcome to my rock up. Your Orlando Magic fall 94-74 at MSG in what was undoubtedly the worst offensive game of the season. Absolutely horrible. Painful to watch. A learning experience, no doubt, for this team. That was miserable. All right. And, yeah, I think that's going to do it. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Six Man Show post game. I'm just kidding. All right, Magic fans. Welcome to the Six Man Show post game live presented by Rockham. Rockham is the world's largest sock store, and they're located in Orlando. Their headquarters right down the road from Kia Center. So you can get your socks, underwear, some of your favorite sports teams, not just NBA, but NHL, NFL, and college sports as well, as well as non-sports things like Disney, Marvel, Harry Potter, Nickelodeon, Cartoon Network, you name it. They've got all kinds of fun stuff there. But the cool thing is, because Rockham is the presenting sponsor of the Six Man Show Post Game Live, they've also given you a code that gets you 20% off, and that code is MAGIC20. Eligible for all Orlando Magic fans and any fans that want to use that. MAGIC20 gets you 20% off your order at Rockham.com all season long. So definitely shop at Rockham.com and use that code MAGIC20. Okay, folks, this one is might be pretty short. I'm not gonna lie. If you're here, you watch that game, you know there's not a whole lot to discuss. Like, we just got absolutely crushed, totally outworked, outplayed, outmanned, outcoached, out hustled, out everything. The Knicks, I mean, there's a lot of joking on Twitter X the last couple days that this was the Knicks Super Bowl, blah, blah, blah. It's funny to joke like that. But it sure felt like it, because man, oh man. I know the Knicks had the rest advantage. Like, they hadn't played since Tuesday. This was our third game in four nights. I get all that. Brunson hadn't played in a week. But man, would have loved to see a little bit better offensive performance tonight. If you ask me, defense was not an issue tonight. I mean, you hold them to 94. Is that right? Did they score 94? Was it 98? I think it was 98. I think I typed it wrong. Right? 98. Yeah, I typed it wrong. They only scored 98, and they shot the mess out of that ball tonight. They go 16 of 33 from three, and a lot of those were contested. I know the Magic gave up some open threes. That happens. It's the NBA in 2024. A lot of those shots were really well contested. I thought defensively tonight, the Magic were really good. I thought they were good enough to win. But offensively, easily the worst showing of the season. And a lot of that goes to the Knicks' defense. Like, a lot of credit. Man. Okay. If you're here, obviously hit that like button. It's very painful to sit here and do this right now. So if you're appreciative of a little bit of a post-game venting session, a little outlet, definitely hit that like button for us. Would appreciate that. All right, chat. Let's see what you got. Michael Martin says, hot garbage tonight. Yup. Sounds about right. Chris says, Magic got hit in the mouth tonight. Very disappointed, but hopefully they learn from this and use it come playoff time. People other than Paolo got to show up. Man. Yeah. Yeah, you said it. Such a, I mean, just disappointing. I don't even know if that's an adequate word for tonight. Magic Bounce says, what was that? Janine says, as ugly as that was, I'm hoping it lights a fire under our guys to come out swinging on Sunday. I would, it's going to be very funny because you're going from arguably the best defensive team in the league tonight, one of, certainly top five defense tonight, to Sunday, the worst outside, I should back up. Of the good teams, they have the worst defense, Indiana does. They do not play defense. They just want to run and gun and score. And so the Magic should not have a problem on Sunday scoring. If anything, it might be the opposite. Slowing them down might be difficult. Rom says 76ers lost. Hope the Heat lose as well. Yep, I've been keeping an eye on all these games. The Cavs currently lead by 3. The Heat currently trail by 1. And yes, you mentioned the Sixers losing earlier. They were down by as many as like 32, and they came all the way back and made it a 6-point game with a minute left. I was sweating a little bit. And the Bucks play the Lakers tonight. So we'll see. We will see. The good thing is the Magic can't fall past 5th tonight. So no matter what happens tonight, the Magic will still be in 5th. David says, no song tonight. Nope. Absolutely no song tonight. Michael Lynch says, that was horrible to watch. Go Magic. Hit the like button. Also, Rom says, man, we sure miss Suggs. Man, what a shock. We get that notification, you know, hour and change before... It was about 2 hours before the start of the game. Yeah, that was very surprising. No Jalen Suggs tonight out of nowhere. Man, you really could have used him. It's funny. I was talking with Fazan, one of our writers at the Six Man Show. We were on Playback tonight doing a watch party, basically a virtual watch party on Playback. And I said to him, how crazy is it that tonight we missed Jalen not as much for his defense because defensively we were good. I think we missed him for his offense tonight. He's so dynamic. He pushes the tempo of the game when we need to. And he's a knockdown three-point shooter this season. I think we really, really missed that tonight. We really did. And his athleticism, his rebounding when he needs to. I mean, all those things. Luke says, one to forget. Got Pacers at home on Sunday. And we can move right back up. Let's not overreact. Yep, I'm with you. Daniel says, humiliating. That was really bad. Yeah, Innate says, this loss stings. Davis says, tough night. Chris says, I did get my Palo Classic jersey, so that's cool at least. That is very cool. Love that. Rom says, still love the Magic. Let's bounce back. Team, yes, let's do it. David says, got beaten every phase of the game. Every single one. Seth says, I'm sorry we can't have Franz play like that in the post. I don't know if you mean in the post or in the postseason or what, but yeah. I mean, Franz. Man, I love Franz. I love Franz. But oh my goodness, has he come up totally empty in some of the big games this season? And tonight, I mean, he was woeful. Absolutely woeful. In every aspect of the game. Both ends of the floor. Offensively, he had a couple really good looks at the rim early. Just couldn't get him to go, and that just set him on a downward trend the whole rest of the game. I mean, he was really genuinely bad. Cannot have your second best player play like that if you hope to win a big game and certainly not a playoff series. So rough. Soul Train says, I hope today is a wake-up call. They need to tighten up. They really, really do. Luis Rosario says, hope this bad taste lingers for a while because the Knicks are going to be our first-round opponent. And this was a perfect taste of what is still to come if we don't get it together. The Knicks, I mean, if I were a betting man, I'd say odds on favorite. This could be the 4-5 matchup. And so, yeah, it's a big wake-up call, obviously, especially once they add OG and Julius Randle and all those things. It's kind of crazy to think about. I think the Magic can play a lot better than they did tonight, but it's daunting. Seth says, J.I. needs Joe Ingles minutes in games like these. Yeah, I don't know about all of them. I still believe Joe Ingles can contribute on this team. But nights like tonight and Wednesday, too. I think it was Wednesday. Yeah, Wednesday. Friday and Wednesday, I mean, not great. Michael Martin says, look what the Knicks did to us without all those good players injured. Isn't that funny? That's what we did to a lot of teams earlier in the season. We were injured. It's kind of funny. We have had a couple super chats come in here in the last couple minutes. Michael Martin says, didn't see that coming based on our momentum. I didn't either. I did not either. A loss? Yeah, fine. I would have not had a problem with that tonight. But to go out there and play like that? Yikes. really bad. Really surprising. I did not see that coming as well, Michael. Ty, Mr. T with Super Chat says, well, at least we got those nips one night. Yeah. Yeah. One nice little nipple showing for everybody yesterday. Thank you guys both for those Super Chats. Woof. Okay. Where were we? I'm trying to get back to where I was in the chat. I lost it. Here we go. Okay. Chris says, Kevin's going to be speaking at 2.5 times speed to get through this one and go to bed. Yeah, this will be a little bit shorter. That is for sure. Michael says, I guess at least Luke can put a shirt on now. That's funny. Janine says, hit the like button, crazy magic maniac. Still love our guys through it all. Absolutely. And yeah, if you are here right now, there's 70-something of you here at 10 p.m. Eastern time. After that mess, you're a magic maniac in my book. And if you're new, I'd be surprised if any of you are new. But if you are new, we are the Six-Man Show. We're an Related Magic podcast. We put out episodes every Monday and Thursday. And we're here live on YouTube after every single Orlando Magic game. No matter if it's a 5-game win streak or a game where you lose by 24, we're here. And so obviously, if you're new around here, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button, show us some love, and yeah, stick around for more Magic content all season long. King 7 says, hey, at least we held them under 100. We'll get them next time. Go Magic. That's what I'm saying. Defense was not the problem tonight. It was not the problem, even though they shot the lights out. It was not the problem. Offense was the issue right there. Destin for Greatness says, embarrassing effort. We got out hustled and that worked all night. Yeah. That's how I felt. Seth says, Markel was awful tonight. The stuff he does in regular season games, he can't do in postseason games. I think you are spot on. Markel has 5 weeks to get sorted out. He's almost to the point where he cannot be played in the playoffs. Can't. It hurts to say that, but it's true. Woof. Janine says, poor Kevin is tired from our playback. Yeah, a little bit. If the playback was fun, that'd be different. You know, I'd be wired and like fired up and we'll do this for an hour. But after something like that, I'm just like, yikes. Yikes. I'm Jovi says, in fact, they only scored 94. Yep, exactly. Lewis says, you have to lose a game like this to learn how to win as a team. I hope you're right. I hope this was a learning experience. Chris says, the Knicks scored less than 100, but why does it feel like the defense was struggling too? I think why it felt like the defense was struggling was because there were several times tonight we did not finish possessions. The Magic played really good defense on first possessions for most of the night. But as the Knicks do, they get loose balls, they get offensive rebounds, going back to loose balls, like if there was a couple times tonight where a Magic player would have a rebound and then they would lose it because the Knicks just were more aggressive. And that's kind of why the way it feels, you know, on nights like this. I'm Jovi's commenting on the bottom line I put here where I said no one did anything worth writing here, to be honest. Isn't that funny? Brian says, Cavs are winning. Yep, Cavs up by 4 with 3 minutes to go. Yay, great. Dizzy says, shout out to the playback gang. Hit the like button for our boy Kevin. Carried us through the game and is here for the post-game live. We scored 74. Yeah, I was here. I witnessed the 74 points on playback. I'm going to make t-shirts for our playback people. I witnessed the 74 points on playback. I'm a survivor. Soul Train says, Franz seems to be having a three-point slump lately. Hope he can get out of it eventually. Look, as long as he can get out of it by April 20th, I'm okay. Just got to be back at it by the playoffs, man. He cannot. If he plays like this in the playoffs, we might win one game, maybe. Maybe. In the first round series, maybe. Only Hero says, such an important game. And to come out and start with zero energy and play like garbage for 4 quarters just sucks. Game literally drained me. We scored 74 points. Just wild. Yeah. Thanks, Praises. Unbelievably rough. But this game alone doesn't decide our fate come playoffs. There's still every opportunity to shine on the national stage. Yeah, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. And what's going to get really annoying tonight and tomorrow is going to be some of the national media or the Knicks fans or whoever on Twitter that are going to go, oh, Magic were fraudulent. Magic were fraudulent. Look what happens when they play a real team, blah, blah, blah. Just let duck, you know, what's the phrase? Duck with water, like let it roll off your back. I butchered that. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, let them say what they want to say. We know this team is still good. They played horribly tonight. Really bad. But this team is still good. Seth says, I can't wait for playoff Isaac. Facts. Facts. Luke says this is an outlier, though. Usually when we hold teams under 100, we pull it off, not get blown out by 24. Whew, I know that's right. Destined for Greatness has not taken away from the Knicks, D, but we missed so many point-blank shots. You're so right, man. At the rim tonight, good grief. Just a lid on the basket. Kai says, Franz is overrated by our fans. He has overrated by our fans. He has a three-trick bag. He has to be better next season. He has to be better this season. Like I'm saying, he's our second-best player, whether you like it or not, and he cannot play like he did tonight or Tuesday night in the playoffs, or we will have 0% chance. We cannot win if Franz plays like he has two out of the three games this week. Can't do it. Not possible.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hardy says, this team needs a point guard. Games are so ugly, even in wins. This is a first-round exit against any competent team. 100%. And guess what? The playoffs, all you're doing is playing competent teams. Hino Hoop says, please be positive. I can't deal with negativity right now. Well, I'm sorry. When you score 74 points in four quarters of NBA basketball, you're not going to get a whole lot of positivity here. Sorry, man. I wish I had more for you. I'm Jovi says, the rim was so loud on our bricks. Yeah. Danny says, Franz continues a streak of playing like Hazonia against teams above 500. Rip. That's rough. Wait, Steven, is this right? 74 is the lowest for the entire league this year? No way. Is that real? Man, I would hate that if that's true. I feel like I saw a team that scored like 67. Maybe that was last season. Tragic if true. Tragic. Tragic. Drippy says, we needed that game to come back to reality, hopefully. Dizzy with the old German phrase in English for us. Thank you. He says, I witnessed horses vomit. Unfortunately, not tonight. Not great. Thanks, Praise says, I love Markel. Was my favorite player last season, but it's time to find a guard that is solid beyond the perimeter. Markel not only was not solid beyond the perimeter tonight, Markel was not solid in the interior tonight. Like, Markel was rough. Rough. Turned the ball over a couple times. Like, not great. I'm Jovi says, Suggs would have clamped Brunson. Again, I thought defensively, I haven't seen the box score. What did he end up with? He ended up with 26, 11 of 19, 4, 7 from 3. He made a ton of really difficult shots. I thought Anthony Black did a really good job on him. I know that's weird to say when I look at that line. The eye test said Anthony Black did as good of a job as he can, but Jalen Brunson just made some crazy shots. Crazy shots. Michael says we gotta try and add at least one more playmaker in the offseason just for nights like this. Yeah. Have to. Like, if we're gonna start competing at the next level, we cannot be like stuck in these nights like this where we just have, they can shut one guy down, make really life really difficult for one guy, and then we have no chance. Steven says, this post-game live has already made me move on from the game. Just thankful Cole and Kel didn't get hurt. Good. I'm glad, Steven. I'm glad that helped. Clement says, old heads want the 80s NBA back, but if this is what it looks like, then no thank you. Yeah. Yikes. Okay, I'm going to skip ahead a little bit here. Quentin says, it's a support group tonight. Facts. Facts. Teddy says, seems like we were destined to lose that game. Played soft. Right from the beginning. Right from the beginning. Not just going down 10 early. But, like, just the optics. Like, you could tell. There was nothing. Nothing there. N8 says, I watch games till the very end. I'm a true Magic sicko. You and me both, brother. You and me both. Both. Okay. Janine says, credit to the Knicks. They showed up. Uh-oh, my computer. Hold on. Please don't crash. There we go. Janine says, credit to the Knicks. They showed up ready for this game, and it showed. Yeah, I mean, all credit to them. All credit to them. For sure. Mark, yeah, this is true. He says, Isaac's second jump looked great. Looked good in extended minutes. Great, great block on Hartenstein. Yeah. Isaac also had that like fadeaway jumper. That was nice, you know? So a lot of good stuff from Jonathan Isaac tonight. Man. Michael says, pathetic tonight. We're not ready. Yeah. Hubert, thank you. He says, a loss sucks, but the six-man show post-game live does not. Hit that like button. Thank you so much. Appreciate that, Hubert. Please hit that like button. All right, guys. I'm checking on these scores here. Ooh, okay. Tie game. Cavs, Wolves, 27 seconds left. I'm going to pull it up on my phone. Going to keep an eye on the end of this game while we look at some of the stats from tonight. We are going to... Oh, it's on ESPN. Crap. Not League Pass. I'll have to pull it up over here. We are going to fly through these stats tonight, guys. Because, I mean, if you haven't looked yet, it's... You know, sometimes I say the joke, like, if you've got young kids watching this, you know, they may want to turn this off because it's about to get really ugly in here. This is one of those. Here's the box score. Paolo with 23, but a highly inefficient 9 of 20. With four turnovers. He did have four blocks tonight, which is pretty fun. And did shoot 2 of 3 from three. Franz, 13 points, 6 of 20, 0 of 5 from the field. Yeah, if you watch the game, you don't need me to say anything else about him. Wendell, 7 points, 9 boards, 2 of 8 from the field. 2 of 8 from your center. That says a lot. Was not able to finish in the paint at the rim tonight, just like everybody else. AB did not score. 0 of 5 from the field. Spent all of his time and energy trying to defend Jalen Brunson. Gary Harris. I was pretty disappointed with Gary Harris tonight, too. Only 5 points. 1 of 3 from 3. Would have loved to be able to try to get him more open tonight, but whatever. Cole, 4 points. J.I., I thought maybe was the only bright spot of this team offensively. 11 points for him. 4 of 6 from the field. 1 of 2 from 3. Hit both his free throws. Then you get to Markel, 2 points in 8 minutes on 1 of 4. Mo with 4 points in 12 minutes. And then the reserves came in. Goga, Caleb, Chuma, Admiral. Your actual bench unit tonight scores 5, 16, 18, 22. Your true bench unit scores 22. Yikes. Magic shoot 27. I can't even say this with a straight face. Magic shoot 27 of 79 from the field for 34%. And 6 of 26 from 3 for 23%. And because why not add to it, they go 14 of 20 from the free throw line for 70%. Yeah. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks for watching the Six Mission. Just kidding. I feel like ending it right there because that is crazy. 27 of 79. 27 of 79. That is just hard to believe. But you're never, ever, ever going to win an NBA game like that. Woof. Okay. Looking at some of these team stats here. Magic lose it. Oh, I was about to say they lose every quarter, but I guess the backups, I mean, the third string won the last few minutes there. I mean, you score 31 points in the second and third quarter combined. Good grief. It's crazy. Points in the paint.
I hadn't seen this yet. This is really hard to watch.
26 points in the paint for the Magic. Has to be a season low. Has to be a season low by a lot. That is crazy. That's crazy. Magic never led. Knicks led by as much as 26. Magic get 26 bench points, but like I said, it's really only 22, I believe, is what I counted for the real bench. Magic only turned it over 13 times. It felt like 30. And how about this? The Knicks only get 2 points off of turnovers? That's wild. The Magic only get 8 points off of turnovers, but that's just because both teams couldn't shoot the ball. What did the Knicks do? 38 of 79 from the field. It was their three-point shooting that bailed them out. You take out the threes, they were 18 of 46. Yikes. 18 of 46 from two, if my mathing is mathing. That's pretty crazy. All right, let's see. I know there's like 2 seconds left in this. Okay, 2 seconds left in this game, and it is Minnesota ball, right? Whose ball is it? Someone got to tell me. I don't have it up. Woof. Where did my mouse go? There we go. I'm trying to see. I don't think there's anything else we need to look at from that. Okay, we're just going to keep an eye on this Cavs game here. Watch the game cast. Isn't that thrilling to watch game cast? Because I can't actually show the game. While we're doing that, T-Wolves ball, good. Minnesota ball, here we go. Okay, so they're taking time. They're in the middle of a timeout. I'll let chat decide. Chat say what happens here. Anthony Edwards is choking. Oh no, I don't like that. All right, going to the standings here. As I mentioned earlier, Magic cannot fall past fifth tonight, so they are fifth, half a game back of the Knicks. Whole game up of the Heat right now, who are playing. So if the Heat win, the Magic will be a half game up on the Heat. If they lose, they'll be 1.5 games up on the Heat. 76ers already lost. The Magic still a game and a half up, and 2 games up on the Pacers, who the Magic play on Sunday. We're still 11.5 games out of missing the postseason, so that's good. While this whole Cavs game is going on, I am going to pull up my handy-dandy games remaining spreadsheet that so many of you guys love from the last game. That is now a staple of our broadcast here. Once again, the Magic will have a rest disadvantage coming into Sunday's game because the Pacers will not have played since Thursday, so they will get Friday and Saturday off, while the Magic just get Saturday off. Luckily, it is at home. But tonight, we talked about how big it was. Unfortunately, Magic unable to get the win. But Sixers lost. Cavs looks like they're going to overtime. Yep, everyone's saying overtime, so that game's going to overtime. The Lakers play the Bucks play the Lakers, and then the Heat right now are losing to the Thunder. So there's a chance tonight that the only team that gained ground on you tonight was the Knicks. There's a chance, which would be wild. But then you turn around on Sunday, and every team plays Sunday. Magic Pacers is a head-to-head game. The Heat, unfortunately, play the Wizards. But the Wizards won tonight. Sixers play the Knicks, so unfortunately, the Knicks. Someone's going to get a win there. It's probably going to be the Knicks. As we said, Pacers, Magic, Knicks, Sixers. But then you got the Bucks playing the Clippers. That's a tough game. Cavs play the Nets, not a tough game. So, difficult situation Sunday for the Magic if they do not win. That's when, if the Magic lose Sunday, that's when they're going to start. They would fall significantly Sunday night, more than likely. Everyone's saying Ant-Man missed. Fadeaway air ball, Steven says. Rough. Rough for Minnesota. Hopefully they can pull it out in overtime. But yeah, that's a look. Looking at some of the other days ahead here, that was Sunday, obviously. The Cavs do have a back-to-back. They play the Suns on Monday, so that's a really tough one. Pacers play the Thunder. That's a tough one. And the Bucks play the Kings next Tuesday. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. All right, guys. I don't know that I have anything else to offer for this one. That's one of the more brutal Magic games I can remember in a long time. I mean, a long, long time. Yeah. Maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration. We've had some rough games the last several years. But this one, just because of the gravity of it, you knew it was a big game. Really wish we could have played a little bit better. Wish we could have played a little bit better. But oh well. It's an 82-game season. Can't win them all. And unfortunately, good thing is, we won the first three against the Knicks. So we own the tiebreaker. We got all that stuff. Last couple thoughts here from the chat. Janine says 100-106 Thunder with 23 seconds left. I didn't realize that game was so late. Great. That's awesome. Michael says, we need to get focused. Pacers haven't beaten us yet, right? Remember tonight. Yep. We are undefeated against the Pacers. Clement says, I'll be at the game Sunday. Ready for a season sweep? Hey, I hope we get you that. Hope we get you a sweep on Sunday. Honestly, NA says, honestly, I'm glad we don't have 3 days of rest against the Pacers. We forget how to play ball with so much rest. We did in the beginning of the season. The last two times we've had rest, I believe, significant rest, we've won. If my memory serves it correctly. But yes, in the first two-thirds of the season, it was that way. I'm Jovi. This is a great reminder to end it. Fifth seed, though. The Orlando Magic, March 8th, the fifth seed in the NBA, in the Eastern Conference. We'll take it. Still 10 games over 500. We'll take it. All right. That's going to do it for us here. Big game on Sunday. Magic, Pacers, huge. Just as big, if not bigger than this one. Sunday, if you are going to that game, which some of you have said, Benji, our guy, is going to be outside of the Kia Center doing the Six fan show. So stop by there. Be a part of that. And then, of course, you know, we'll be here after the game. Right here on YouTube, just like we are after every single one. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy your Saturday, your Sunday. We'll see you after the game. Until then, let's go, Matt.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.